लोग जाते हो लेने का बारा को दूर जल्दी Anyway, so he was the father of the Jokhas, the Kuber. So Dhruva Maharaj was a great devotee. You have heard the name of Dhruva Maharaj. He was insulted by state mother when he was young, very young child. His father had two wives. So the junior wife was very pet to the husband, and the senior wife was not so much pet. But both of them had two sons. So the junior's wife's son was sitting on the lap, small child. So Dhruva Maharaj, who was the son of the senior wife, as a child he was also trying to sit down on the lap of the father. The other brother, he does not know stepmother and brother. But the junior wife, as she said, "My dear son, you cannot sit down on the lap of your father because you are not born in my womb." That boy, the other boy, he is sitting on the lap of your father because he is born in my womb. So it was sarcastic remark. But Dhruva Maharaj, although he was a child, 4 or 5 years old, he took it very serious. Chhatri runs both the way. He became very angry. He immediately left the place and went to his own mother. "The stepmother has insulted me like this." He began to cry. And the mother said, "My dear son, what can I do? Your father does not treat me in as a maid servant, so I cannot take any step. So, how I can take revenge on it?" She said, "If Krishna likes, then he can take revenge. Otherwise, there is no possibility. Where is Krishna? I want to see." Child to her. She said, "I have heard that Krishna is in the forest. Big saintly person, go there and meet him. So far I know, my dear son. So I'll go there." So this 4 or 5 years old boy went to the forest and he saw Krishna within Vishnu within 6 months by his austerity, by meditating and observing austerity, living on water and polio, here in this way 6 months. He got the opportunity of seeing Vishnu directly. And there is a big story. Later on, he was enthroned on the father's seat. He became very big king. But his younger brother, the same brother, was killed by the Jokhas in the fight. So he wanted to take revenge on the Jokhas, and he was killing the Jokhas like anything. Then the Jokhas' father, Kuber, he came to him with other recommendation of other demigods, that "You are a Vishnu, it is not good for you that you are killing so many Jokhas indiscriminately, and now whatever is done is stopped." Then this Kuber was very much pleased because his descendants were being killed and the fight is stopped. So he was very pleased. This is our point to understand. The Kuber was very pleased and he offered Dhruva Maharaj that "You have become so kind. You could kill all my descendants, but you have stopped. So I am very much pleased upon you. that you saved my family, so I want to give you some benediction. Whatever benediction you want, you can take from me. Now this benediction is Kuber, is the treasurer of the demigods, unlimited wealth. And he offered him that whatever you like, you can take. But what Dhruva Maharaj did? Dhruva Maharaj said, yeah, Kuberji, I am very much obliged to you that you are offering me benediction, and you are the treasurer of the demigods. I can take money from you as much as I like. But my prayer to you, that I don't require any money. Kindly give me your blessings that I remain a devotee of Krishna. So, I got now the Punjab National Bank. So, you are ready to give me money, but I request you that you bless me that I may remain a servant of Krishna.
Can I say a story about the present Kuber? Now Maharaji has told you the story about the Kuber of the old days. I'll tell you the story of the Kuber of the today, that is us. In fact, it was in a paper, there was a cartoon. A bank manager, I mean the today's Kuber, was sitting in an office and he received a call. Hey, such and such big Dalmian Birla, have you wanted 2 lakhs of rupees just now? He said, yes, come along, here is our Swamiji, he will pay you 2 lakhs. Then there was another call, there was some industrious or a small scale industrious man. He said, I want to start an industry, could I get a lakh of rupees as a loan from you? He said, yes, yes, please do come along and we'll make some arrangements. Then he also, and ultimately there's the third picture in the cartoon, that the manager, that is the today's Kuber, he goes out of the bank, he's standing on the gate, and he says to that jockeydar, ke baba, hamare paas do rupaye zara doge, hum rickshaw par jaane wale hain.
It is today's Kuber, that he is not in a position to give anything. He also wants your blessing, you see, in fact.
So, if about the bankers, if you permit me, I'll give you another interesting story. There was a man who was very ill in America, and he had a heart trouble. In fact, he had no heart, I would say. So, you know, they can replace the heart nowadays. He went to a hospital, and the doctor offered him, there are 3 hearts, which one would you like? One is of the general, the other is of a big businessman, and the third is of a banker. What would you like? So he thought, let me have the heart of a banker. So it must be, so the doctor said, why did you want to have the heart of a banker? He thought, because I am sure it has never been used.
I'll cite another very nice story.
आदरणीय पूज्य स्वामी जी, उपस्थित बंधुओं, मुझे अभी पता लगा कि पंजाब नेशनल बैंक जो ब्रांच यहाँ खोल रही है वो सिर्फ स्वामी जी का वर्क करेगी। ये मैं ऐसा मानता हूँ कि स्वामी जी का वर्क तो महान है, इसमें कोई संशय नहीं, परंतु आपकी बैंक के लिए शोभायुक्त नहीं है। फिलहाल प्रेजेंटली तो आप जो कर रहे हैं वो बिल्कुल ठीक है, परंतु जब आपकी फुल फ्लेज ब्रांच यहाँ ओपन हो तो उसके लिए बहुत जरूरी है कि सारे क्षेत्र के जितने भी और दूसरे लोग हैं उनको भी सेटिस्फाइड होना चाहिए। ये केवल आपको एक पर्टिकुलर अकाउंट के लिए बैंक का ओपन होना, मैं ऐसा मानता हूँ कि बैंकिंग के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से भी ये शोभा की बात नहीं होगी। बस मुझे तो इतने रिक्वेस्ट करना है, और स्वामी जी ने जो कुबेर की स्टोरी कही और जो हमारे क्षेत्रीय मैनेजर महोदय ने जो उसका कुंठा किया, तो दोनों बड़ी ही ह्यूमरस हैं। मैं अपने क्षेत्रीय मैनेजर महोदय को इसका धन्यवाद देता हूँ, परंतु मैं ये विशेष रूप से कहना चाहता हूँ कि इस बात का पूरा ध्यान आपको रखना चाहिए कि फिलहाल क्योंकि अभी आपके पास एकोमोडेशन नहीं है।
अब इंग्लिश में सब लोग समझेंगे।
तो मैं आपसे ये विशेष रूप से निवेदन करूंगा कि आज नहीं, जब आपका रेगुलर ब्रांच ओपन हो जाए तब आपका ये बैंक फॉर ऑल होना चाहिए। अब मेनली तो अकाउंट कम से रहेगा करोड़ों रुपए का, परंतु मैं आपसे ये विशेष रूप से निवेदन करूंगा ताकि अपने हेड ऑफिस को आप इस प्रकार की रिकमेंडेशन दाखिल कर सकें।
There seems to be a little misunderstanding. Not that we are short of any space or any accommodation or anything for which we can't open, but it is a little technical thing. The Reserve Bank license does not permit, and we are immediately taking up for amending the license, and as soon as it is, we will start. We have no problem with this.
The story is that one poor man was informed by his friend that money draws money. That's a fact. If you have got money, you can draw money. So he went to the bank and the cashier was counting huge amount of money. And he threw his coin on the cat. And he was waiting when the whole money will come to him. Then the cashier saw this man is standing. What is it? Why you are standing? Sir, I heard that money draws money. So I had one coin. I have dropped with your money. I'm waiting when it will come to me. So he says, no, the fact is that money draws. Now my money has drawn your money. So bechari jo kuch tha woh bhi gaya.
Bharat says in the Bible, those who have shall be given more. Those who have not shall be taken away. I don't know whether it's right or not. But more money draws the less of money.
So, I'll just make an account like playing.
Yes, your license will be taken away.
पैसे दीजिए सेठ जी, जो रुपया हमको दे दीजिए।
अब तो समझेंगे स्वामी जी कहेंगे
नहीं, हमने सेठ जी को कहा है जी क्या होता है जमा करा दो, यहाँ दे दिया करें पाएं जी वहाँ कर लिया करेंगे।
हाँ ये
तो इनके लिए आज से
नहीं, ये तो सब बैंक का रूल है, कोई बैंक जमा कर दे
जमा करा दे यहाँ ही ले
आपके लिए
आपके प्रिंसिपल
वो है ऐसे ही
ये तो जमा इसके नीचे में करेंगे मालूम
नहीं सुपर बैठते हैं देने वाले आप तो बिल्कुल नहीं सुपर बैठते
पासबुक
मैंने कहा कि छोटा सा बेंच
हाँ
मैंने कहा आपने
लिखा